We live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's good, bro? I gotta put you on to some shit.
What happened?
She told me post her on the gram.
She said what?
She said post her on the gram.
Nah, I'm on Thot Boys. We don't play that.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't with none of that shit, man.
So what's the move? What you gonna do?
Man, I don't know, but I know what I ain't gonna do. I ain't gonna post her.
She all over my Instagram. Asking me why I ain't posting yet. Baby, that wasn't part of the plan. Now she looking for another man. She said, but yeah, I always post you. But I never asked you to. So now she wanna find a new boo. It's gonna show off the way that she do. Damn, girl, you ain't right. You gonna live your life. So are you really saying that you ain't done? Cause you ain't posted on my page now. She swear, nigga, she think a nigga. And now she wanna know. I'm saying, baby, girl, you gotta slow down. She saying maybe we should be just friends now. Asking me why I ain't posting yet. Baby, that wasn't part of the plan. Now she looking for another man. She want me to post it on Instagram. I ain't with the shit. We can keep it on the low. Me and you, don't nobody gotta know. She mad cause I won't post her, post her. All up on my Instagram. She mad cause I won't post her, post her. All up on my Instagram. She mad cause I won't post her. Poster, all up on my Instagram. She mad cause I'm a poster, poster.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Up on my Instagram.
You say you wanna step back, baby, go and step back. I'm thinking I'm down, down, hitting tails, you get head out. You treat me like Fendi and flip the F out. Say you down a rise, either get it or you get out, baby, get it. Look, it's 31 flavors and yet I choose you. And if you step on a gram, then go and do you. Look, the C-H-O-T, who get it poppin'? With many options, cause I be stylin'. Keep it queen or end up on a black.
You talk a good game, you be running your mouth, shorty. But you still immature like Marcus Houston at house party. Telling me post it or it never happened. I'm out rapping and you here running game like we playing Madden. Get out your feelings and get with it, or we gonna have to split like social distance. I'm so consistent. You want a bum on the internet who be posting women, or you want a man who gon' ball? You gotta know the difference.
She mad cause I won't post her, post her.
DX in the motherfucking building. You already know we on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. Y'all know the number. If y'all listening right now, we lit tonight. It's going to be a great show. I have my co-host Jem is in the building. If y'all want to call in, the number is 929-477-2425. Yo, Jem, what's up, girl?
Hey, how is everybody tonight? How are you doing, guys?
Everybody's good. That's a fact. We here. Let the people know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Well, my name is Jem, and I am from New York. I actually do write poetry. It's one of my favorite passions right now.
Ooh.
Look out for my new book coming soon.
Nice. Do you have a piece you want to set the show off and set the tone with, or are you going to chill tonight?
No, I'm going to chill tonight. I think I need to work on that a little bit more, but my problem is a little bit with delivery. Once I got my delivery down packed, trust me, I'll be on here spitting some fire.
That, and the door is always open. This is what it's about. It's about inspiring. It's about networking with people. It's definitely about showing each other love and positive vibes here on For the Record Radio. This is definitely where the independent artist matters the most. We spend a lot of independent artists from all over the world. So if y'all listening right now, call that number, man, 929-477-2425, because this is where you want to be. If any artist is listening and you want to spit some bars, by all means, call that number. We're going to spit bars. If you got a request, or if you, even if your artist just happened to listen and click to the link, and you're listening right now and you want your music, contact me. I got you. Just look me up, Flock_guys on Instagram, and we're going to get it happening. So, Jem, you ready to listen to some music? Because what we're going to have you do today, we're going to get your honest opinion on these music that we're going to spend tonight. We got a few callers. Callers, do not hang up. Stay right there. I see you. You ready? Cause I'm gonna try to spend the best of the best tonight. Because I definitely want you to give constructive criticism.
Of course. I always like to hear new music. You know, that's my thing. I love to listen to music while I'm cleaning, while I'm driving. So I'm up for anything right now. Let's hear it.
Let's get it. We're gonna start off with a lady artist. She's a female artist. She's in Minnesota right now. She goes by the name of Carson Blue, making a lot of noise right now. No lie, no bullshit at all. She got videos. It's Carson Blue without the E, so that's BLU. Let's get it. This is called Make It.
They thinking I will never make it.
No.
I guess I gotta prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Too many secrets in the basement.
Yeah,
that's why these haters on my phone.
On my phone.
Yeah. But I can never lie, never lie, never lie. I can do this on my own.
Do this on my own.
So anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings, but I'm thugging for the throne. Gotta get to this money. None of these niggas can do nothing for me. Chasing the bag, I'd be damned if I didn't. I'm flicking this music, it's one of my lyrics. I got a dream that I'm willing to follow. While they be tweaking and stripping and swallow. I'm in my bag at the end of the day. So stay in your lane, cause you all in a way. I was down so bad, and nobody ever asked. I needed help, I needed cash. Now I'm all up in my bag, and I don't know how to act. So just blame it on my friends. Throw that stack of dividends. Yeah, keep up in my pants. I'm all up in my cheddar, I'm so grateful. You know the people gotta talk because they hateful. But that's not why I'm here. I got a major plan. Buy my dukes a crystal, she ain't never got it.
And I will never make it.
I guess I gotta prove them wrong. Too many secrets in the basement. Yeah, that's why these haters on my phone. But I can never lie, never lie, never lie. I can do this on my own. So anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings, but I'm thugging for the throne.
I'm thugging for the throne. Why these bitches keep on doubting, doubting me? Rather I'm alone, I keep that ratchet to this item. Cause I don't have no trust for a damn soul. I don't need no fucking friends, I talk to bankroll. Money though, if you ain't talking money, then you ain't got shit for me. Stop talking to niggas, cause they combo hella boring. In the way that they been moving, I could catch a nigga snoozing, but a snake ain't in my blood. So don't get this shit confusing. Yeah. Told this nigga not to even play with blue. Send a letter to your mom, like when's the funeral, when the date. Give your ass a date, place a bullet on your plate. I think I need my lip gloss. A bitch gotta look good. Told you
they
I'm finna
take off. I guess I gotta prove them wrong.
I guess I gotta prove them wrong.
Too many secrets in the basement. Yeah, that's why these haters on my phone.
That's why they keep calling my phone. Yeah,
but I can never lie, never lie, never lie. I can do this on my own.
Yeah, I can do it, yeah.
So anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings, but I'm thugging for the throne.
Gem in the motherfucker building as my co-host tonight for our first song. What you think?
I think that that song was super catchy. The bass in the background was popping. Like, if I were driving like that, I would be definitely singing along to that song. And her lyrics were, they were very fitting for women right now. You know, when you're in your zone and you're upset about something or you want to get your point across, that's the girl you want to listen to.
Man, definitely a great artist. Shout out to Carson Blue. Scratch the motherfucking E, like she say, man. She really about this music shit. She performed before. You know, right now, COVID-19 got everybody on stop. But I'm pretty sure she's booked somewhere. So as soon as we get off this, she's definitely going to be on my page. Y'all check her out, man. She fire. That's guaranteed. That's why guys are approved. If y'all listening right now, we here with my co-host, Jem. I'm going to be spinning music. If you a caller, you do a request, we're going to ask Jem what she thinks about the song. And she's going to give constructive criticism. You know what I mean? This is not about hating. This is just how can we make it better. And if it's good where it's at, she's going to keep it 1,000. Ain't that right, Jem?
Yep, exactly. Positive energy and keeping it real at the same time.
That's right. You got to keep it 100. It's for the record. You know what I mean? This is where the independent artist matters. You either tuned in or you fucking tuned out, man. Let's get to this next caller. You never know who's calling in. Caller, who are you from?
Wait, give me 1 second. Yo, what's up, man? It's King Kush in the building.
I thought you put me on hold. What's good, Kush?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Hey, hi King Kush. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm ready to hear some stuff.
You know what? Fly Gaza got some music in mind if you really want to hear. Matter of fact, yo, Fly Gaza, man, go ahead and drop Undefeated King for it right quick, man. King Kush Money every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time right here on the control room. Check your boy out. Undefeated King right here. Fly Gaza approved. I know that.
Whoever said you couldn't make it is a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is dream and have some heart. Take a try. Ever since I was a kid, I had a passion to be fly. And I never was afraid to look a nigga in his eye. I am on a mission. So every day I'm in the zone. Ever since I was a kid, I was in the mind zone. From having big dreams with the beans, with the chrome, I just had to keep the patience if I wanna get it on. But the king was impatient, so it took me out my zone, causing me to be depressed and also moving back home. My mama just cried, cause I wasn't myself. I didn't need no help, only to help myself. But that shit only hurt me, causing me to go fever. Mentally a dark world, I'm faced with the Grand Reaper. My mama said, no, I ain't with this mess. She took the king to get help, and that was the best step. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a demons, but them demons pump fear, causing me to be shook. Man, I couldn't even stare. All I wanted to do was just sit in the corner. Was afraid of the words, so mentally in the coma. Would not even speak, cause I felt they was against me. Would not even eat. Man, the king was so skinny, but I felt something bigger on the greater inside. Man, that feeling in me might have saved my life. I wanted to be great, so I started facing fears, but it really did hurt. It was so many tears. I stuck my chest out and moved through the stormy weather. It cannot keep worse, it can only get better. Now look at me. the first time you fail. Do it again, you get it right. I'm an undefeated king. Since I chose to not give in, I'm an undefeated king. I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king. Even when things went down, I'm an undefeated king. Still reach for the ground. I'm an undefeated king. Since I chose to not give in, I'm an undefeated king. I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king. Even when things went down, I'm an undefeated king. I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated.
I'm an undefeated king. Shout out to my city, Rochester, New York. Stand up.
I'm an undefeated.
Seattle.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Gaza, BX in the motherfucking building for the record radio. You either tuned in or you tuned out. That was my man King Kush Money with Undefeated King. He's live here every Wednesday with the control room. You get the last 15 minutes. Whoever calls on that 15-minute dial gets to control the rest of the show. So make sure y'all call in. We here with Jem, my co-host. Yo, what you thought about
I think that he has a very unique voice. I wasn't expecting that when you turned it on. Very deep, very raspy. now, it did sound like, I'm sorry, King Kush, are you there?
King Kush, are you still in the building? King Kush, you there?
King Kush, you still in the building?
Okay, I got a quick question, right? So where did you say you were from?
I was born in Daytona Beach, Florida, but I was raised in New York, and I currently live in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, because I hear that that Daytona in that track. It sounds like the down south, like we about to roll up in one of them drop top, like one of them cars that dropped to the floor. We just bouncing all over the place with hydraulics. Like that's what I got from that song. I was waiting for you to, pop out the grills, the hydraulics, just start rolling on the block.
That was definitely the vibe I was trying to get. I want people to put in their cars, but most importantly, I want them to feel me, And I want them to see, just listen to what I went through and just, understand that you also can be an undefeated king, Whatever you're going through, whatever pain you're going through, we can come out of that. Just stand, stick your chest out, keep your head up and just handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand completely. Now, one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is your unique skill that has helped you become successful? Is there anything that's a skill that's very unique?
My personality, I think I brighten the room if it's really dark. Today I've been told, from one of my coworkers actually, or just some random guy, I don't even know him, but I just passed by him and he just heard me talking. It's like, man, I just love your energy. You got very positive energy, Man, we need that in the world. And, he said, man, keep that up, And I just think that right there alone is just basically something that's morally just a part of my success, and I'm just hoping that, people can get that, when they hear me on my sounds, and also, most importantly, I can also get dark with my words, because I'm very deep, ocean deep when I speak, I got also poetry that I write as well, and then my voice, I've always been told that my voice is different, it's deep, I just think that too as well. And I think it's three things, it takes to become a successful artist. And one of them is definitely your voice. The other one is definitely, your personality, your success. People got to be around you. And your third one is your looks. You know, I'm not trying to say I'm the best looking man in the world, but I know I ain't that good, you know. I think I look like somebody, you know what I'm saying? I look like somebody. You feel me? So, and I feel like I got all three.
Okay, all right. Well, what are your social media accounts?
I'm sorry, man?
What are your social media accounts so that, you know, people can success?
Oh, yeah. King Tush Money. You know, everything. You know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, iTunes, CD Baby, everything. King Kush Money. That's K-I-N-G and Kush with a K, U-S-H, money all together. You can just Google that name and you will definitely be able to find my music. I mean, on Amazon, Rhapsody, iTunes, everywhere, you know, you can definitely find King Kush Money. You know, just Google me, you know, and that's one of the things, too, I wanted to do when I decided to put that name out, was just like, you know, just keep everything together, just make everything that, you know, and so that way when people looking for it, because, you know, it takes a few seconds for somebody, for, like, a fan to kind of forget you, so you want to kind of keep things easy for them, you know what I'm saying? You know, like,
yeah,
it's got to be catchy, like, you know, as far as the verse got to be, I mean, the chorus got to be catchy. And then, you know what I'm saying, and then your name got to be kept. So if I can just be like this King Tush Money, and they Google me and they just find everything all at once, then I feel like I gained them. So, yeah.
100.
Perfect.
That's 100.
So, well, thank you for sharing.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you for asking those questions, man. Shout out to Fly Gaza, too. You know what I'm saying? That guy there is he's a beast with it, man. You know what I mean? He definitely he helped me out with a lot of, just you know, with the exposure of a lot of the independent artists that's out here, you know what I'm saying, letting them know who I am, you know, because I'm just this guy in the box, man, you know what I'm saying, and I'm like a turtle, and I'm in my shell, and he's kind of pulling me out of my shell and getting me to the people, exposing, you know what I'm saying, the team, man.
Yo, Jim, I see you now, yes. Yo, on a regular conversation, he don't talk this much. On the radio, he talks. For real, though.
Hey,
like,
oh,
really?
Listen, right?
Today.
That's weird.
So, man,
I just sit right
time,
there
man.
And
call
I took everything good.
Call us.
Already, man.
Hang
appreciate
right
you,
here.
Man.
Man, Seattle.
Yes,
salute,
sir.
Salute, King.
Already, baby. Let's get it.
You already know the vibes. We here, 929-477-2425. We here with my co-host, Jem, from New York City, man. She's giving her true, honest opinion about every song we playing tonight. So if you're an artist and you want your shit to be given constructive criticism, then this is where y'all want to be and call that number. You ready for the next caller?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see. We never know who's going to call it. Paula, you live on For the Record Radio. Let her know who you are and where you from and exactly what you do.
How you doing? My name is Jake Kwan from Brooklyn, New York. I sell clothing, accessories to clothing. Without anything dealing with clothing, I'm with it. We've been doing it for a year now, a year and a month, and it's something it really became addicted to, like addictive. Like, I used to be a drug dealer, you know, so going through the years of doing that, it just made me want to stick to this more and appreciate the legal life.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What's the name of your clothing label?
Capilar Clothing, LLC.
Is there any social media or anything that you have where they could get a hold of you and see what you got?
Yeah, my Instagram is Capilar_clothing with a K. My website, CapilarClothing.com, and Facebook, Capilar Clothing.
Okay, definitely. Man, I'm glad you made it here, man. Thank you for coming, man. I appreciate that. I got a couple of questions,
man.
And Jem might have some. Do you have any questions for him?
I'm going to let you go first. Wait, before you go first, can you just spell that out for me, the Instagram?
KAPALOT_KLOTHING.
Okay, got it.
I bet. So, man, my question to you is, when did you realize a year ago that clothing was the lane for you? Because I've seen you on your Instagram, man. You grinded, and I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what made
man.
You think that, you know, like you said, you used to be in the hustle game. You stopped it. You went to clothing. What made you do it?
Man? Yeah. Well, I had to do some time in prison, so that gave me some time to focus on what I need to do on reentering the society. So I actually, you know, I used to be in a gang, and I was talking to an ex-gang member, and I was telling him, like, yo, when I get out, I think I'm gonna start clothing, some type of fashion line or something. And he told me, his name is Powerful, he told me, he said, bro, anything you put your mind to, do it. So,
right.
You know, I came home in 2016. I'll never forget it. I came home, and I struggled. I got a job, but it still was tough because, you know, from switching from drugs to a legal lifestyle, that's like the toughest thing you could ever do. You know what I'm saying? That's like putting out a cigarette tomorrow and you've been chain smoking for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for real, bro. So it actually took me another year to come up with a vision. You know what I'm saying? But I still ain't have the money yet. So, this is 2020, maybe, 2019, about February, I bought the press machine. So I bought the machine before I had the logo, just to be ready. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, that's what started me off. And from that moment, when I got the first logo, we just took off, man. Like, we started off with 15 sales a month last year to about, honestly, almost 60 now. And we only a year in.
Wow.
So,
congratulations, man. That's one hell of a goal, man. That's one hell of a goal to accomplish. And especially with your story, man, that's deep, dog. Start writing your book on the side, you heard?
Yo, that's crazy. I was thinking about that, too. But, I need some time.
Should,
I got three
man.
Boys.
That little part, if you had a book, I'll copy.
I already know. Good looking, bro. It's kind of hard because I got three boys in here. So the focus on that is
setting the tone also.
Yeah, I'm setting the tone with the clothes. So, you know what I'm saying? A book will definitely come in the future. I guarantee that.
Now, I have a question. Like, what kind of accessories do you have?
Ashtrays. Right now, we waiting on socks, headbands. Right now, we got hats. We got face masks. We got a little bit of everything, man. We got tube tops on the way from Pakistan. We got two-piece short sets for the women, biker shorts, the real low-cut ones. We got those coming from Pakistan. Like, it's about to be a crazy movement in the next couple months, man.
Man, that's beautiful, beautiful, man. That is beautiful.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead, Jen.
I'm so sorry, guys. I just have a quick question for him.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to know, you did go through this journey to getting there. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself, like, you know, owning your own stores? Do you see yourself, you know, having...
I'm going to be honest. I see myself owning a store in New York and a store in Georgia, Atlanta, because I got family out there. So...
Yes,
Atlanta's
beautiful.
I feel like I'm going to have a store out there first to set the tone for New York, because New York is more expensive. So you got to start small to get big, so...
That's
a great goal. I think that's wonderful because you are right. There's this Atlanta needs that type of push. They need to see New York how they are out there. They have a different type of fashion. So if you bring out your New York style out there, you might sell a little faster. You might have a bigger income out there, and then you can bring it out here and, you know, double up that money. So I think that's a great idea. And since you have that hustle mentality, you're definitely going to go far with that.
Definitely.
That's a fact, though, man. The drive that you have, my brother, you keep that drive. And I can know nothing's going to stop you. Nothing.
That's a fact. Because
if it hasn't stopped you this far and you've been grinding hard, man, like you said, you got those boys right there, you showing them how to be a boss. You feel me? They can always work for themselves, just like Daddy did. You feel me?
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's my main goal.
Man, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it. I had my hair stood up, family. I ain't got time for the bullshit. My hair stood up just now when I said that to you. And that's why guys are approved, brother. You just keep grinding. Say your website one more time just so they can get it.
Capalot, K-A-P-A-L-O-T. Clothing, K-L-O-T-H-I-N-G.com. That's my website.
And we can get everything we want there. We can see everything you got and everything, right?
Well, we just now, honestly, we just dropped the website because we had got the new short sets. But the socks and the two tops, that's all coming within the next 2 weeks. Like, that's all already paid for. We just waiting. Everything else is there.
Ah, bomb. That's all we need to know. We're going to get on that. I'm going to get on that website and definitely support it, man. I seen a couple of things you had on the Instagram that day. I seen a couple of pieces I was with, so why not support? You feel me, dog?
But you know what's crazy, bro? A lot of them pieces you see, like people, they be like, yo, I got some red and black sneakers. What kind of logo can you give me? So I get them a red and black logo on a black shirt. And then I remix the lettering on the side of their shirt. So, like, on the website, you might not see that. But through my emails, you can hit me, like, yo, I want you to hook this up, and I'll hook it up however you want it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, make sure you drop that email in the inbox.
Got you.
Definitely do that. That's a plus. Whoever's listening right now, if you want that email to contact the man, hit me up directly on Facebook, man. I'm gonna put you on. This man, he got drive, he got passion. I hear it in his voice, man. Yo, Capalot, man. I'm gonna thank you for your time. You feel me?
Thank you, man.
You to stay in tune. I'm about to spin this track for my man LB the Boss. You know what I mean? It's featuring my man TK. It's called We Paid. And Jen, make sure to tune into this track. We're gonna see what you think about it, all right?
All
right,
cool.
Okay, I'm right here.
All right, thank you for your time, Kay. I appreciate you. I'm going to get in tune with you. You heard?
You already know.
Already. Let's get it. We Pay. That's the name of this song. Let's go.
I got it lit like under a year. Used to be broke and worked down by the pier.
I got it lit like I ran up some stairs. I got them drippy like fuck what you saying.
Pockets enormous, got drip of the year. Niggas be broke so they think it's unfair.
We getting money, they cannot compare. Ratchet on me, I knock your ass off.
If I was the boss, shit, you broke. Cause you niggas don't let it do what you told. You with the game, you acting lame. Following niggas like you ain't got brains.
What?
Nigga, I'm lit, check out my wrist. Glock 40, make me walk with a limp. Check my status, 18 was a pimp. Been banging since I was a dick. Niggas mad cause they ain't get lit. Whole sad cause they can't get hit. Ride around, chopped up with two sticks. LB, gonna hit a 5 minute. You gotta be dumb to come fuck with us. All of my niggas got missiles tough. Do not be mad that your bitch got fucked. She know she lit if she chill with us. I got it lit in like under a year. Used to be broke and worked down by the pier.
I got it lit like I ran up some stairs. I got them dripsy like fuck what you saying.
Pockets enormous, got drip of the year. Niggas be broke so they think it's unfair.
We getting money, they cannot compare. Ratchet on me, I knock your ass off.
I'm a young stunner, run up a check. He keep it blind, he can't fuck with us. Me and Sauce, word of my mother. We done got rich off a double up. We could go to my hood, pull up some drink. She used to be simple for cup with us. We made it out, then we came back. Yeah, that's why they fuck with us. And all of my ops know what's up with us. LB been back since some Tonka truck. My bitch, she bad, yeah, I'm a blood. She could be crip, go home and I kiss it. 30 my top, over each how we spinning. Big 4-5, let me squeeze when I'm drilling. Open your mouth, get shot in the face. He back on the block, we been knew he was snitching.
I got it lit like under a year. Used to be broke and worked down by the pier.
I got it lit like I ran up some stairs. I got them drip, she like, fuck what you saying.
Pockets enormous, got drip of the year. Niggas be broke so they think it's unfair.
We getting money, they cannot compare. Ratchet on me, I knock your ass off.
I got it lit like under a year. Used to be broke and worked down by the pier.
I got it lit like I ran up some stairs. I got them dripsy like fuck what you saying.
Pockets enormous, got drip of the year. Niggas be broke so they think it's unfair.
We getting money, they cannot compare. Ratchet on me, I knock your ass off.
Yeah. LB the Phone featuring TK. We Pay. And that's For the Record, man. You already know what it is, man. For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza. The number is 929-477-2425. Y'all, make sure y'all tuning in. Shit's about to get crazy. We got guests on the motherfucking chicken. Straight to New York City. What you...
Hey.
What you thought about that, Jen?
I thought it was another catchy song, but I felt like it was just a little bit repetitive. I would have liked to hear just a little bit more of lyrics, but it was pretty good. It was pretty good. What was the name of the person? One more time, can you just repeat it for me?
LV the Boss featuring TK.
LV as... Okay, let me write that down. I need to, like, listen to more tracks.
Yeah, he used to be a battle rapper also. So you can check out his battle rap.
Yeah, I kind of got... I think that's what it was. Like, I guess that was the song. Like, that was, like, a catchier song. But I'm like, more into, like, the... I'm a lyricist, so it's, like...
Okay.
But I have, now that you said he's a battle rapper, I get it. Yeah.
Now you get it.
So, I heard
nah,
the bars
he don't
in there, but I felt like,
he's an artist.
Like he was trying to,
he's
you
a retired battle rapper.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I'm going to try to.
So he's strictly music right now. He definitely got a lot of different vibes. That's for sure.
All right, well. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to check out his stuff. I want to see what else he got going on out there.
Yeah. He got some heat. I ain't going to lie. I fuck with his music heavy. You ready to get to this next call? I got something special here.
Of course. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get it. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? We here on For the Record Radio.
I'm a poet and spoken word artist / author. I am repping the BX Bronx, New York, born and raised, baby. I'm calling.
BX in the fucking building. We have you,
man. Yeah,
New York City heavy. We got Jeb in New York. We got you in New York. Oh, man, it's great. This is what I'm talking about. So you do spoken word, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready to spit your speed?
Of course, always.
All right, go crazy, mama. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's get it. This one is called I'm a Poet, and you say you like lyricism, so check this shit out. I am a poet. Every time I touch the stage, I have been meaning to set the story straight, so maybe I'll write and aim directly at your head. I'll use 90 degrees to teach you why an associate and personal training degree were somewhat part of my destiny, but never gave me the full satisfaction. Trust me, a real poet is never lacking, always packing, always stacking away new bars locked behind this mental cage. This stage created paths for new days, and the real poet is always silent, working until their fingers are hurting. Always humble, but never lack confidence, speaking words of wisdom with hints of culturally sound systems. Every single time I touch this stage, I speak truth. I do not speak for fellow conviction, nor do I crave a random bitch's recognition, but I am proud to stand by and explain my side. Don't misunderstand me. I was never the type to sit and let time fly by. I was never the type to sit on the side while the world silently whispers. I am the type to aim every word at your head like a drive-by, just to make sure it hits thoroughly, through one end and out the other fluently, and it might impress you so much you want to put the tip of my brick for good food. Trust what I tell you. I have the aim of a gunner. It will rain on you like God allowing a clap back of thunder, capitalizing every shot I take, watching like pocket is safe. That comes back twice, just to make sure all 10 bullets hit you twice and down. As I keep it all the way 100, I'll land on bullseye every time I authentically influence mentally stimulated entities, and it won't just be snapped momentarily. but impacting minds and lives indefinitely. The hurt from the moment my bars even start there was no need to life. I'm only 22 and I'm still doing better in life. But I guess it is raw sometimes. I fall small of perfection and I miss my occasions to max. You don't say my words about it. I'm right over your head if you said them and you make another catch, and that would be damn shame. Our poet, I've been told that our words had no greater meaning. Yes, that is because you were never fortunate enough to hear the imaginary conceiving. Instead, you spent your entire life dreaming of how you'd impact people the way I have. Yes, all cockiness, I mean all confidence intended. God gave me a gift of not only intellect, but gave me the power to spiritually connect battles that some never dare to breathe life into again. Instead, I am strong enough to hold my ground and pronounce it profoundly and do it with one hell of a lyrical spin. It is not my sad story. Yet, instead, it's God's glory of how she reinvented every soul's worry. I speak all my bullshit just so broken women don't have to. I speak my truth so others will feel glad to. I speak for God to reach out and grab you. Yes, all you see is trauma. All you see is my past pain, and I guess that's okay. All you heard was falsely guided brokenness, which never implied I was broken. But nevertheless, God is still working on me. Every day I speak my best, even on my very last breath. You'll feel my power through your chest. I am a poet. And I speak loud enough to earn some fucking respect, confide in their pride, and never even let a step arise. But for every one of you, there are 1,000 others who see me. And for who there are 10 of me. So trust me, baby girl, I'm not worried. Yes, trust me when I tell you I'm not worried. And glory be. Yes, glory be. As I baptize you through holy speech, I'll keep God holy preach within every bar and within every time I question myself as an upcoming star. Every single time I touch the stage, I'll engage heart. And even when I encounter the silence of those I've made feel my heart, I'll remember that you were nothing more than a moment have that spark motivation, and that this gift takes patience. And I'll remember that God allows me to convey art that doesn't just change somebody's night, but has the ability to be blessed. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Oh, my God. Yo, Jen, I'm going
to
let you
talk to me.
First.
How y'all feeling? How y'all like that? Like, talk to me.
Oh, wow.
I need to see that stuff.
This is quite funny, right? Because I did see her perform. I did see you perform.
Oh, you did.
On Dizzy's Live. And
right. Shout out
I
to
was
Brown, baby.
Yes, but this happened last week, and I was sitting there like I just tuned into the live, and I clicked on it. I think you had like a red hat on or something, right? Like something
yeah,
red
for sure. Yeah, that's me. That
and
is.
You were sitting down.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, she's cute. Then you start spitting. I said, wait a minute. I had to put the phone on top and just leave it there for a minute, like on top of the table. And I just sat there stuck. And I'm like, wait a minute, her shit is so fire, like it's so amazing. I think it's more so besides your lyric, you know, besides your poetry, it's your delivery.
Thank you.
And that actually, like, even though I write poetry as well, your delivery
mm-hmm.
is extremely inspiring. For poets like me, you know, I write in my book. I've been writing since I was 10, and for some reason, like I was telling Gaza, like, I cannot deliver. I just don't know how to deliver properly. So the fact that you have it so down packed is amazing. That's inspiring to me as an individual. You know what I mean? Because you have so much confidence and you're so able to just spit it out, struggling, just reading it out loud without thinking about it so hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. Listen, baby girl, you can. That's number one. Listen, like I said, this gift takes patience, you feel me? It definitely is one thing that you got to be patient with yourself on. And for any artist, we all know and we all experience the same kind of feelings, the same kind of nervousness. Yo, I get nervous every single time I touch a stage, yo. Trust me, I get nervous.
That's
I stutter sometimes, you know, but sometimes if you fuck up, the only person that knows you fuck up is you. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you definitely can do it, and it definitely takes a lot of practice. A lot of people stare at themselves in the mirror. Me, I listen to my poems over and over and over and over again till I cannot stand my own words. Like, I'll sit there and record myself three, four, five, six times and put it in my headphones and walk around and I'll listen to myself. And, you know, once a person hits the stage, they don't see all of that. But it's like, you know, you once you put in the work for it, you definitely got it. And if you want to run through some lines with me, I got you. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, that is just the vulnerability problem that I'm having. It's like putting your feelings with the words is my problem because, you know, when you write the way you do, you're not expecting others to hear you and be in that vulnerable state. You know, writing most of your feelings is your emotions. Yeah. So when my writing is me bottling my shit up because I don't want to talk about it, that's why I write. It's because I can't express myself. So for me to be vulnerable and express that with others and feel those emotions mm-hmm. all over again with strangers, that's what kind of messes me up a little bit. But thank you for sharing. I really enjoyed it. What is your Instagram, social media accounts so everybody can, you know, all the listeners can follow you?
Yeah, for sure. First and foremost, thank you for having me. I definitely appreciate y'all feedback. My Instagram is at tinies_creations_. I actually have my own website. I am a mental health advocate, and I do speak on mental health a lot. So my movement is I Am Not Crazy movement, just to break mental stigma, mental health stigmas, mental illness stigmas. So y'all can definitely follow me on the website. And my Instagram handle is tinies_creations. So you can find everything over there as well.
Okay. Tiny, man, I love your energy. I love your passion.
Thank you.
When you were spitting that, man, I felt that. It made my head stand up. I want to thank you for your time. I appreciate you sliding
thank
through
you.
And spreading that energy through the waves because that's what this is about. You hear me?
Thank you, bro. I feel you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anytime, yo. Time we live 7 days a week. You can do it any day you want, okay?
Oh, much appreciated. I'll definitely be back if y'all have me.
Definitely.
Of course,
no problem.
We will.
All right. Peace.
All right. Later, y'all.
Man, that was dope, huh? Let's get to this next caller. We got 12 minutes left. We're here with my co-host, Jem, from New York City. We had a clothing line. That was dope. We had an artist slide through. We had my man King Kush Money slide through, and we just had just an amazing poet just now. That's, man, whoo, that was hot. You ready to get to this next caller?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, man, this energy is beautiful. Let's see. You never know who calls. Yo, 646, you live. Who are you and where you from? What do you do?
My name is Mady. I'm from the Bronx.
The Bronx is heavy. Okay.
I wanted to make a request. I want to hear London Baby and Bill Collector.
Oh, shit. She came direct. That's what the fuck I'm talking. What? No, we got that.
Please.
No, we got that. Anything that's LB the boss, I got to have it. I just got to have it. All right, so. Jem, remember the song that we had earlier by LB the Boss? Well, they requesting this young man again. So, you know,
yes.
You get to hear another side of him. This is him with another independent artist. This is, man, I'm going to just let it speak for itself. Let's get it. You already know we here. Tune in or you fucking tuned out. LB the Boss featuring Bill Collector. Y'all know the fucking vibe, man. We here. Record.
Hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Right on the beat.
You already know. Great. Record
radio. Tune in on your point out. Stupid. Got me look like shocking. 80 on top. I'm popping my shit. Beaming with the sunroof. Rich out the window. Screaming out. We running this shit. I done blew 200K like 38 weeks. I'm loving my bitch. Fly me look like shots, they sucking my dick. I came from the slums, so they hate that I was what I am while repping my shit. Gotta own a strap, if you don't, it's a lose in the hood, this real life shit. Fly me look like shots, I'm repping my shit.
fly me look like shot. I'm repping my shit.
She jacked the 80 to me, they're dub. He let it go, then I scooped her up. 100 to drop, 30 to chop. We bubble bad when we in the tub. She say I'm different, this what you missing. My bank account, it look like I'm pimping. Gave her a baby, she gave me a soul, then I gotta go. We on the road, perform with my grip when I do a show. Word to my mother, I drop off the load. We got indicted and she kept the code. Betty feel dumb that he let her go. Dropped 60 vans and then she came home. I'm on a mission while she in the kitchen. Can't be compared to nobody bitches. They know I'm hat, but 80 been crippin'. Fuck what he said, he already been bitchin'. Mike's in the kite, but they already hit him. I'm in the foreign and this is two-seater. I made her realize she don't really need her. I know the vibes and niggas be feedin'. Don't bring out my size, I'm really a demon. I know the vibes and niggas be feedin'. Don't bring out my size, I'm really a demon.
Fly me look like shocking, 80 on top, I'm poppin' my shit. Beat me with the sunroof, rich out the window, screaming out, we running this shit. I done blew 200K like 38 weeks, I'm loving my bitch. Fly me look like shot, they sucking my dick. I came from the slums, so they hate that I was what I am while repping my shit. Gotta own the strap, if you don't, it's a lose in the hood, this real life shit. Fly me look like shot, I'm repping my shit. Fly me look like shot. I'm repping my shit.
I swear my drip is unmatchable. I bought a brick, it's untaxable. He been rapping about the foreign all year, and then he pulled up in the Maxima. The Rio came with an Acura, AK in the passenger. It's cool, my lawyer's spectacular. He used a different type of vernacular. I put some hitters in the back of you. They get to flip you like a spatula. Try to swing and we attacking you. Turn the beat into a massacre. Your bitch was sexually harassing us. All the questions she was asking us. She touching on me when she passing us. She bent the flexing out of ass and stuff. Fuck the virus, bitch, my mask is up. I need the money and I'm asking once. You get the bitch like some kind of chump. He constipated, so I had to dump. I mag a nigga like I'm Donald Trump. Self-service, I'm behind the pump. They sleeping on me like the bottom bunk. I turn your family tree into a stump.
Fly me look like shocking, 80 on top, I'm popping my shit. Beaming with the sunroof, rich out the window, screaming out, we running this shit. I done blew 200K like 38 weeks, I'm loving my bitch. Fly me look like shot, they sucking my dick. I came from the slums, so they hate that I was what I am while repping my shit. Gotta own the strap, if you don't, it's a lose in the hood, this real life shit. Fly me look like shot, I'm repping my shit. Fly me look like shot, I'm repping my shit.
Know you fucking tuned out, man. Yeah. Hey, yo, Jem, what you thought about that track? That was LB
so,
the Boss.
Okay. I really do think that that song did more justice than the first one. I really like that one better. I know that you said that he had a different side of him, so I'm glad that you played that song today. I'm glad that they recommended that one because that was something that I could listen to on a regular.
Real shit, though, man. That's an exclusive right there. Shout out to
that one. Yeah, that one hit harder than the first one.
Hey, we keeping it a buck right here on For the Record Radio. Let's get to this last caller before we go. We got about 7 minutes roughly. You ready for this last caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we never know who's going to call in. Hey, yo, caller, who are you? Where you from? And let Jem from New York know what you do, buddy.
Hey, it's Paul Mash from Paul Mash TV, man. How's it going?
Paul Mash TV. TV. Wait, hold on, man. I ain't going to do that shit, man. I fuck up every time. What's good, Paulie?
Yeah, I think that's copyrighted by King Kush anyway, but...
I know, that's why, man. I got to get my own flow and shit. I just, every time I think of you, man, that's the shit that come in. We hear
yeah,
my,
I know. It doesn't really bother me anyway.
Yo, Paul, let Jem know what do you do for the independent artists and how you give them exposure.
It's all about exposure on my show. A lot of independent artists have a hard time with exposure, and that's what I help do, and it's called Paul Mash TV, and what I do is I interview the artists and play their song at the end. You just got to give me a link to YouTube and download a program called Zoom. And the interview doesn't take any time at all, usually between 5 and 10 minutes. And if you'd like to be on the show sometime, maybe you could talk to me, or maybe you and Flock over here could work something out. I've done a lot of artists for the Record. I've done, like... King Kush, obviously, and Fly Gaza. I've done De Niro 500, you know, all those artists, and they all recommend my work, so I think you'll recommend them too.
That's a fact,
that's
man.
Good.
If you're an independent artist, if you yo, Jem, if you know any independent artist that you think is worthy of exposure, hit me up, and I'm going to put them on to Paul Mash TV, all right?
Yes, yes. I know a lot of them, man. My Instagram is flooded with so many independent artists, so many people that are trying to make it, that they need their voice heard. So I will definitely let you know.
Let's get it, Tomo. Hey, yo, Paul Mash, dig down deep in the crate, because this is going to be the last song. You got any shout-outs you want to give, Jem, Paul Mash TV, anybody?
Well, obviously I gave a shout-out to a few people already, but... I'd like to do a song. I think she'll like this song too. It's Fire in the Trunk by what's his name again? I forgot to get his name.
But I think, did you get Toby on the show yet?
I'm sorry?
I said, did you get Toby Swish on the show yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still trying. He hasn't talked to me in a while. I think I did try twice, but his phone was messing up, I think. But I'm still working on it.
I'm going to talk to Toby. Don't worry about it. Yo, Paul, man, I want to thank you for calling. Yo, anybody who wants exposure, Paul Mash TV is the way to go. Paulie, I thank you for calling in, man. Shout out to you. You heard?
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Flop.
All right. We're going to spend this Toby Swish here. All right, well, Jem, we made it through the show. I want to thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You did a great job. And we're going to tap in. You heard?
Anytime.
I bet. Well, this is the last song we're going to play. This is Toby Swisher, Fire in the Trunk, requested by Paul Mash TV. Yo, New York City, salute. Yo, Chicago, I see you. You already know, man. I'm not taking no callers, but you know I'm going to play Toby Swisher, and then I'm going to play some Haiti the Great, because this is my nigga. We already here. Let's tune in.
Fire! 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 Fire!
Yeah.
Fire.
Toby. I got that motherfucking fire in the trunk. I roll a doobie, get high on my Scooby Doopy. Bitches that wanna screw me is calling and trying to scoop me. Bumping that Snoopy snooping, got goofies up in the hoopie. I'm rolling around in my hood, screaming out whoopie whoop, whoopie whoop. Nigga, only got room for two, but I'm better off in my coop. Ladies is trying to cope when I tell them, look at my roof. Don't blow away my coke, get the coke that's right next to you. Passing out on my blunt and I hit it right after you. Flexing out after school in my crib this late afternoon. It's whatever I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to go do it soon. Find this new instrumental, I probably gon' make a tune. Probably gon' hit my tune and release all of my inner tunes. I'm like the movies, fucking around with these bougies. Touchy feeling with mooches, Jimmy up in my wallet. No hesitation to do it. Burden of entertainment with capitalizing music. Making a remedy to go satisfy all my humans. Play all my sleeping dragons. Battle rap in the jaw on your body. The one I'm dragging your body, laying in my casket, bastard. Nah, I'm sober and fully plastered. Working like I'm a slave, but I'm chilling like I'm the master. Acid in my delivery, irritating the masses. Passing my rapping classes, behind designer glasses. Asses need to be slapped, but these rappers think they faster than Jabba. Don't own a killing spree, and I'm cannibal. My meals are prepared, but I bought love of Hannibal. Yeah, I eat your brain like a cantaloupe. Cannon up on my table, my angle sends you to Angelo. Motherfucking beast and these rappers looking like cantaloupe. Motherfucking beast and these rappers don't run with animals. Everybody say that I cock and spray with a hammer. No ante up on my medical card. I never an antidote drunk. I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Hey, hey. I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire.
I'm so impressive. But then I teach them a lesson and they become aggressive. Homie, I've murdered the lesser, that's how I got progressive. You couldn't last a fucking second in my effervescence. Bitch, I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire in the trunk. Say what? GT.
About the boy Haiti the Great, ruined in 82, village in 88, carnival hot dog for dinner, wishing that it was steak, living in project housing 15 blocks from the lake, peeking out the air, started then went straight to Medill. First day of school, boy, I knew that shit was real. It was youngins in the building, throwing a triple L 30 minutes in the crib, a nigga then got killed, and my mama told me every day, people get killed. My son, you understand, ain't no rules in the shit. Then she pulled Peggy too, had a boo real slick and said, if they fuck with us, I'ma kill me a bitch. We living in public housing, but my daddy is rich. Sorry, son, it's just the way shit is. Turn a boy to a man 4 years. After 60 closed eyes, they sleep the towel, learn the water whip. They left, he stripped the sides to the exes real swift. Every night I went to sleep, I dream about cooking me a brick. Now money on my mind like the fucking IRS. And circumstances make decisions, my justice can't see that. Put the boy in the hole for selling his mama crack. While you boy move packs, his packs was track pack. Put some cases on his back to get a Ben Frank stack. Track blazing, stay clean, the whole hood when it's back. Fanny Jones, Pelly Pelly, 150 to the back. With a phone phone on to take a chunk out your ass. P2K in his lump, he was blowing on that gas. Waste man, his ass niggas zip him up. Body bag, pay homage, Godfather. Yeah, 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 Godfather. Yeah. Let me tell you one thing, getting money in my jeans, and I gotta show love to my family from the Greens. It was 12:30 Berlin. Folks, them on the scene, on the block, I'm drinking Remy with the gold mask thing. Showing love to the old, but no BDs from the north. But he put that shit on David, he'll knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with me, he gon' knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with him, he gon' knock a nigga off. Hold up, wait a minute, can't forget about my bro. He be rapping 21 and he be throwing up the mo. He asked me what's the drawing, and I told him get the going. We been friends ever since. Free my nigga Rico. Real niggas is hard to find, we something like Nemo. Loud pack motherfucker, you can smell it in my clothes. 290 to K-Town. What up, big lord, 165 pounds, the heart of a big boy. When y'all was playing with G.I. Joes, I was playing with something to it. Minnesota outlaw, Boston terror, fuck boy. Wanna meet your higher power, I can help you, fuck boy. Killer Fade, 48, no fade, fuck boy. From no love to no limit, I'm a certified G. To be certified, yo, they certified about certified G. What up, meet your woo, then my niggas from the D. You can get it a little cheap, but you gotta make it out the D. He say Paul with the Crips, rest in peace, love E. With my nigga LA and Juice, fucking up the streets. North Minneapolis, GMC in the streets. South Minneapolis, they got my cousins in the streets. Southside, we outside, and we packing big heat. 20 deep, off and always throwing L, me and Bree. Without Killer Kai, I got love for Palm Beach and Big Up. The old murder, my niggas from NBC. And my cousin, he a travel, I fuck with everybody, see. You know what I'm saying? Divided before, respect the G code, please. You been missing for about missing for a person, little G. You been missing for about missing for a person, little G. Calm down, get some bucks. Cause when it's war, you know the money slow up. Watch your back and your front. Cause money making loyalty change up. Pay homage, motherfucker.